Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
743, 17 till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Going to be warm and humid, increasing humidity through the week and the weekend for the second weekend of Jazz Fest. But you know, before you know it, I guess next weekend will be Mother's Day, right? And it's always hot and humid. And then before you know it, as today is the final day of April, it'll be June 1st and hurricane season. And then we'll start puckering about that. Right now, though, we talk to Mandy Landry, Louisiana State Representative. How you doing, Mandy?
Good morning. How are you?
I should say Representative, not Mandy. I didn't mean to be too familiar, am I? I hope not. Oh, let me tell you,
I was on
Gretna Boulevard yesterday. I think it's Gretna Boulevard. Is that where Blank used to be?
Yes.
It's gone. There ain't nothing there now.
All gone.
No, nothing. Just gone.
Last year.
Yep.
It's sad.
Sorry about that, but it's. I wanted to tell you that. I thought about you when I passed there. Anyway, let's talk about $1.3 million in new state funding. And I guess before we talk about that, let's talk about how bad the backlog is for DNA testing is what we're talking about here when it comes to criminal cases in New Orleans. Take me through it, Representative, if you would, please.
Right. So we're talking about here DNA kits when there's a crime involving DNA, and a subset of that are rape kits. And I started out, city council members had also started working on this in the past few years. The city doesn't have its own testing facility, so they're working on it. And I started out trying to get some funding just for the backlog in New Orleans, and it turns out there is a backlog throughout the state as well. So in the appropriations bill right now, New Orleans and the Acadiana Crime Lab and the Northwest Louisiana Crime Lab are all going to get around $1.3 million more to clear all those backlogs. And if you think it's shameful that there's a backlog in testing DNA and rape kits, it really is. Those should be tested immediately. But there's just been a lack of funding. So it's in the bill, and we're pretty sure it's something that's going to stay in the bill until the governor signs it.
So does this just clear up the backlog and then another backlog builds up, or is there something to fund future testing?
Yeah, so I'm not sure about the Acadiana in the Northwest, but New Orleans is building its own crime lab that is going to be ready, I think, in 2027. So this is going to get through what's kind of backed up, I would say first priority maybe for the next year. And this should clear all the rape kits. I think there will still be some DNA that's going to have to be cleared in the next year or two. But this is supposed to clear all the rape kits in the next year.
But if that didn't come until 2027, a lot of crimes could be committed, I would think, between now and then, right?
There will probably continue to be a buildup in the next few years that they won't be able to get to the extra buildup unless we appropriate money next year. Right now, the state police testing facility in Baton Rouge does New Orleans testing, or does most of it, I should say. And so they hopefully will get them another bit of money next year for whatever may build up over the next year. And then as we move towards 27, we shouldn't have this problem anymore.
How did it get this bad, Mandy?
Oh, goodness. That's a question probably for Helena Moreno. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how we got to this point, to be honest, if a lot of it was IDA backlog maybe, or if it had been preceding that. But it's definitely gotten worse in the last, I would say, 2 to 3 years.
Tell me what else is happening in Baton Rouge that's got your attention.
Every day it's something new. Your listeners probably saw over the weekend about that St. George situation that the Supreme Court's allowing essentially people to secede from their parish. And so we have a bill by a Baton Rouge area representative who is going to put that in the Constitution, unfortunately. We have the governor and the attorney general announced they're suing the Biden administration for Title IX, which is protects women, LGBT people. It's how we have parity in women's sports from years ago financially. We are all abuzz about the public records issue where the administration wants to essentially put every document touching government, local, or state under lock and key. And I know there's been a lot of people in New Orleans. I think you have, but for sure, Noel Norman has been pointing out that is the opposite of democracy. You need to be able to know what your government's doing to see if they're stealing from you or committing their own crimes.
Well, we mentioned it too. You know, the governor was quoted yesterday saying reporting that's going on is literally malpractice. It's a complete misrepresentation by the press and by those organizations who consistently want to do nothing more than to chill honest debate between those elected officials, pardon me, and others, and their constituency in trying to shape the public policy. Are you concerned that your debate will be chilled if you have a conversation with anybody in trying to shape public policy?
Not even a little bit. I mean, first of all, from the governor on down, we're all public servants. And so my job is for the public. I'm not making money for a corporation. And second, he has executive privilege and I can invoke, it's called legislative privilege. And that is precisely for when you're first starting a policy before it's implemented, when you're like, should I do this? Should we do this? What should we do? There is a level of executive privilege, but you can't just cloak everything he or I or anyone does, because what if we're getting paid off? What if we're talking to the wrong people? What if we're, you know, consorting with criminals? This is how, I think the news anchor said, this is how they got, you know, Megan and someone.
Well, Edwin Edwards, fact, thank you for that, Mandy, because we're going to talk to Andrea Gallo, who wrote the piece for NOLA.com in the next half hour. So thank you for that. But yes, we are going to talk to her about that. Go ahead.
All those people, so many of those people were caught through public records requests. But those are our records. Those are your records. You have every right to know what your government's doing. They're there for you. And to say something is malpractice is that's not what the word malpractice means. Mm-hmm. He might not like, or I might not like, what a news reporter says about me. But if they're reporting something that factually happened, that's their job.
I don't know. I don't want to bring you into this. I don't know. You know, the more shrill he gets, it seems like the more frightened he is of something being found out. I don't know what it is that's driving this, but he's very passionate in it. Have you met with the governor since the session started?
I've met him twice. We met him briefly on the first day of session, just said hello. And then actually, he spoke to the Democratic caucus once. And then the Orleans delegation met with him briefly, maybe about a month ago, trying to figure out what's happening in New Orleans. And we didn't really get much clarity then. And we still don't. Everyone's trying to, you know, figure out what is going on with Troop NOLA, not even negative or positive, just what is going on with it. And we still don't know answers to questions like that.
Yeah, I was just wondering about, you know, and I was mentioning Pat Connick this last half hour, that you, Mandy Landry, and him, Pat Connick, are elected to represent everybody, not just those with whom you agree, and not that those you got to come up with a compromise, right? And I was just wondering if you got any feel from the governor that he was willing to realize that there are people that are Democrats in the state and that they have a voice as well.
We focus mostly on New Orleans issues, and that's always problematic up here because It's and when I say New Orleans, I don't just mean the city. I mean the whole area of your listening body. You know, the state wants the money from our area that has so many tourists and the port and so much coming in. But then there's a constant, you know, refrain of punishing us and, you know, bad words used about us. And so, you know, to a degree, we're like, okay, what are you going to do to help us? And now they're talking about helping us with Sewage and Water Board. Okay, well, are y'all going to fix it? Take it, fix it. And it's like they got caught, oh, wait a minute, we have to do this thing we said we were going to do for all these people. So you're right, we want all of our people, Democrat, Republican, you know, anywhere they are in this area, to be taken care of or to be respected at least by Baton Rouge. And I don't even think they know what they're going to do now that they have more power.
All right, let me take a break. We can pick it up here. We'll come back. I want to talk about Constitutional Convention. I know you're in the Insurance Committee. We'll talk about that as well. Representative Mandy Landry, it is 7:53, 7 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Mandy Landry, Louisiana State Representative. I was asking Senator Pat Connick last half hour about the Constitutional Convention. He thinks it's too rushed. I'm reading a book by Jeremy Alford, The Last Constitution, to give me some historical context about the last time we had a Constitutional Convention, underpinnings and everything else. It seems to me terribly rushed. Your thoughts?
That's an understatement. Okay. I mean, to redo substantially a constitution for a state in 2 weeks sounds like insanity. And it kind of shows that we think it's already rewritten somewhere. If this was just amending a handful of provisions, we would just do them with amendments like we do every year. And then the voters can decide if they want it or not. But the fact that it's being pushed so hard and by people with a lot of money, of course, is suspicious. And the whole thing, I think, is something is being secretive. Because the number one reason, Tommy, they keep saying we need a new constitution is because it's so long. I'm like, that is oh no, it's too long. We need to rewrite the whole thing. That, I mean, that sounds like something a junior high school student would say. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the guy, the rent is too damn high. Well, the Constitution is too long. We need to rewrite it. I mean, the rent being too high is an actual life problem, and a Constitution having too many words is not a reason to redo it. And it makes all of us suspicious that that's the reason being given.
Do you think it has the votes to pass or not?
You mean just to have the convention,
to have it, yeah.
The bill? Yeah. So that's going to be on the floor this week. It's called HB 800, and I can let you know when it's going to be live, and you can tell your listeners. I think it's questionable if it makes it out of the House. You need 70 votes. There are 73 Republicans, but there are a lot of Republicans who've been around politics a long time who are very queasy about this. So we don't know if it's going to happen, but we know the governor has been leaning on people really hard. Now you go over to the Senate, like you said, where Pat Conniff is, and there's 39 senators. And last I heard, there's single-digit senators who actually want this. So whether the governor will be able to, you know, twist enough arms by the time it gets to the Senate, it's not looking good.
But Mandy, you know damn well that there were a lot of Republicans that did not want permitless carry that were afraid to come out against it.
Well, we killed it for 4 years.
No, but I'm just saying, then, you know, there were a lot.
Yeah. I know. And that is very frustrating. You know, people who are afraid of certain politics, but yet they let certain policy go through, and it's extraordinarily disappointing. And
what about, before we run out of time, the carve-outs for New Orleans or Bourbon Street or French Quarter, whatever it is, where does that stand, do you know?
Still uncertain. I actually have in criminal justice this morning, mine is the narrowest of all. It just would prohibit guns at Mardi Gras parades. So I don't have high hopes for it, but the highest hope we have is Senator Talbot, Kirk Talbot's bill, that would essentially turn Bourbon Street into a bar where you can't bring a gun. So we'll see. It hasn't been heard yet. I think later this week.
Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon. Sorry about your alma mater.
Thank you, Tommy.
Nothing is higher than about 2 feet there now, Mandy. I hate to tell you that.
I know. It's sad.
Might be able to go grab a piece of rebar, some concrete or something. We'll be back in a flash. WWL.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.